President Bush delivers the State of the Union address tomorrow night. He already has made clear many of his proposals, more spending for defense and homeland security, and one can expect a lot of emphasis on jobs. But sitting in the room like an 800-pound gorilla will be the subject of Enron. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Enron is getting uglier by the day.
It is. It's got all the elements to provoke a great deal of outrage. Little guys are done in by corporate big guys, and the corporate big guys seem awfully cozy with the big guys in Washington. And then when the investigations begin, paper starts to get shredded. A whistleblower commits suicide, which has roused all kinds of suspicions. And people are not saying that it's as important to them as the war or the recession when it comes to polls, but the passion is really around that issue.
Are voters connecting Enron with President Bush?
Well, there's no evidence that they're blaming the scandal on him, but the problem is that there's some confusion about what the role of the Bush administration has been here. And in a New York Times poll taken over the weekend, 67% of the people, more than two-thirds, said that the administration was either lying or had something to hide about Enron, which of course doesn't work for them. Now, the part of the reason for that is that the vice president just simply refuses to turn over the records of his energy task force to the Congress, and Democratic members say, aha, that means he must be hiding something.
Well, even Republicans are pressuring Cheney to turn over those documents, so why won't he?
Well, and even worse than that, the investigative arm of Congress, the General Accounting Office, is threatening to take him to court over the documents and saying that they could do it as soon as this week. He says it's the principle of the thing, that it would erode the presidency for the president to have to, or the people in the White House to have to reveal every meeting that they have with everybody, and that he carefully composed his energy task force to be made up entirely of government people so that it would not be subject to the same kinds of sunshine laws that, for instance, Hillary Clinton's health task force was, because it had non-government people on it. But the way these things go in Washington, as you well know, Bob, is that in the end, after you go through all these battles and everything, the papers end up being turned over. And so there are a lot of people, particularly Republicans, as you say, who say, why put us through this agony now?
How serious do you think the Enron situation is affecting the administration's ability to get things done?
Well, I think that what it mainly has been is a distraction. It's been much, much harder for the president and his operatives to get the message out. I mean, look at how the president spent last week. He went to the military and proposed $48 billion more in spending for the military. He proposed $38 billion more for homeland security. He went to the Coast Guard and talked about money for beefing up the borders. He talked about money for bioterrorism. But all of those stories were overshadowed in the press by the story of Enron. And every day it seems to be another administration figure tied some way or another to Enron. But look, the much bigger problem in terms of getting things done for the president is this is an election year. There are going to be lots of fights over budget priorities. And as I just ticked off, all the money that he's asking for comes after we've already heard from the Congressional Budget Office that we're already looking at deficits for this year and next.
Are there expected to be proposals in the State of the Union that will enjoy bipartisan support?
Well, the president is encouraging volunteerism and expanding the AmeriCorps for community service. I think that will certainly be something that everybody can get behind. He'll talk about expanding unemployment benefits and that very popular program, prescription drugs for seniors under Medicare. But once again, that gets to how on earth do you pay for all of this? But I think that the president's appearance will be very bipartisan. After all, it is a time of war, and his approval rating as he goes into it is in the 80%. He's likely to come out of it somewhere around 90%.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.